Hey, Mo.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well.
Awesome.
Matt?
What? How did Chris Bassett look to you today in his innings?
I thought he looked good. Especially in spring training, in some games, you're trying to work on some stuff. Moved his baseball around, threw a couple different pitches than he normally would throw. You know, he's seen a lot of these hitters, and the hitters have seen him so much. So he just tried to do a little bit different stuff, and that probably ran his pitch count up a little bit early. But, to go out there and give us 73 pitches, that's just what we're really looking for, is get his pitch count up there.
Shayna?
What do you think him developing a slider would do for him in the coming season? How much does that sort of dynamicize his repertoire?
Well, anytime you can develop another pitch, it's just something in the toolbar, that gives him a different look. You know, it's a different shape pitch than his curveball. Obviously, it'll complement one, the sinker. You know, that's going to his arm side. The slider's going to his glove side. Then he's got that cutter, and then the big soft. I call it Mr. Bloopy shows up, and he throws that big blooping curveball. So, the change of speeds is good, and then the shapes of the pitches are always fun to look at too.
Matt?
Aside from the fifth spot that's still a little uncertain, are you confident and comfortable with where the starters are overall in terms of being built up for the start of the season?
Yeah, we're getting there. Obviously you want them to be, 15 pitches away from about 100 when we break camp. That's kind of the goal. A couple of our guys are going to be a little bit short due to some injury issues or some of the pandemic with Frankie and just trying to get our guys there. You generally like to build them up 15 pitches, but sometimes you might have to build some guys up 20 pitches per game. So, these guys have been around a long time. I know we talked earlier in the spring about, our guys on paper, over the last couple of years, you're trying to really figure out who your guys are, and we kind of got a great idea who they're going to be now. So I'm not worried about the pitch count at all.
And then just results wise, Kolarik has run into a couple of tough innings, but stuff wise and getting ready for this season, how has it looked to you?
No, it's good. His ball's sinking. He's tried some new things with the slider and the changeup, and obviously there's some tricks in the bag that we don't want to pull out against division rivals. And so I think sometimes, when you give up some runs or you throw extra pitches in those type of innings, people are kind of, wondering what's going on. But, this guy's a good major league pitcher, and the ball feels good coming out of his hand, and he's got some sink. And obviously Arizona, it's a little bit different. You don't get as good a sink as you do in Oakland.
Manolo.
Amigo, ¿cómo estás?
I'm muy bien, muchas gracias.
Yeah, my friend, how is Mike Fires doing right now? The other day, I understand that he was, throwing the ball a little bit. And are you optimistic that you guys are going to be able to get him back, let's say, by the middle of April or something like that?
Well, he's playing catch. And, I guess the best answer is it's day by day, seeing how he's doing and how he's feeling. And Mike's been around the block, so when we start building him up, he'll probably build up, maybe a little bit quicker than normal, but because he's been through the experiences of so many spring trainings. But, Mike's throwing the ball right now. He's playing catch, and we'll just take it one day at a time.
Yes, and the other thing, the new guy with the former Phillies, Cole Irvin, what are some of the things you like from him in this month in spring training?
I just be a pure strike thrower, change of speeds, he tree branches or tunnels, whatever the verbiage I got to say now, he's got the ability to move the ball from right to left to right. He elevates, he throws that breaker. The one thing I've noticed really that I really like about him is he's a student of the game. He's well prepared. Generally in spring training, it's more about the pitchers going out there, getting their work in, pitching to their strengths, but he's analyzing hitters right now and trying to exploit those hitters' weaknesses, looking at our scouting reports, and he's done a great job.
Jess?
Hey, Emu, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Good. So I feel like pitching to David Fletcher has to be kind of a pain. What is the approach when it comes to a hitter like that, where you just pray you can get him out?
Yeah, we just try to throw him right down the middle. He is the pain, you know, wherever you throw it. And it's a tribute to him, you know. He's got unbelievable bat to ball skills. He'll put balls in play. He's a frustrating type of out. He's a really good hitter. A lot of it's kind of, moving the ball around, taking the count into consideration. And, he does an unbelievable job of hitting the ball where it's pitched. And that's why he's a good hitter.
Since you have the honor of this postgame thing, if you were trying to, I guess, tell one of your pitchers how to pitch to Matt Olson right now, what would be the approach?
Try to get him before he gets off the bus. I was thinking that today. Bob tells me I'm going to do the post game, and about the fifth inning, I'm like, dang, Bushy should be doing the post game. When you look at a hitter, and I look at a lot of swings doing, advanced scouting stuff, and when you see a guy as balanced as he's been, that's when you start really getting nervous as a pitching coach on the other side. Nothing's fooling him. He's always been a patient hitter and looking for strikes. But so far, our hitting coach, Darren Bush, has got him where he looks just so balanced. Like, he's not out in front. He's not waving at stuff. He's on time. And, as pitchers, I always talk about disruption of timing is what we're trying to do. And Matt just looks like his toe hold, he gets his foot in the toe hold down and he's ready to swing and he's not off balance. And he's already got a patient eye anyways. And, when that's clicking, he's dangerous.
Shayna?
Just a question about Puck. You guys have said that ideally you'd like to have him as a fifth in the fifth spot in the rotation. What are you looking for specifically that will tell you if he's ready to move on to something like that?
Well, we just keep building him up. The last, I think it was 2-39, maybe he went. Next time we're trying to get him out three times and, see how he feels each and every time. I can't remember the last time we've taken him, three ups. Each and every time he goes out there and he gets up, he sits down, he gets up, sits down, gets up and sit down. The next day is always important and his feedback is always important to us, and that see how he's feeling. So again, that's the same approach we're taking with him is one game at a time, listening to what he's telling us. And then we're basically building the plan as we go.
All right. Thank you, Emo.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Emo.
Thank you.